Hi guys, this is Joe from the Power Records podcast here in beautiful Toronto, Canada. I hope that you're all doing fantastic out there. And I hope that you'll keep listening to this special podcast, which I bring to you about vinyl records. And it's good to have that hobby of collecting vinyl records, whether you're, you know, maybe you want to sell them, start your own business. Maybe you like to trade with other people. Maybe you just want to collect them and build up your inventory. This is the podcast to listen to where I give you all the tips possible. And of course, you can always, always reach out to me, folks, at jlcarone@simpatico.ca if you need any help at all selling your records, starting up your business, anything to do with vinyl records. I will try my best to answer them for you. And of course, everything I do for you, as far as answering questions goes, is free, free, free. So I've taken a little bit of a pause, but I haven't, you know, just sat back and done nothing. I've been building and building up my inventory in my stores on Discogs, on Amazon, on eBay, on all my platforms. So, you know, I just couldn't do it handling the orders at the same time. So I put everything on vacation hold. And here I am building up and getting reloading for 2023. And it's still a lot of work. I still got a long way to go. I've maybe listed, you know, a couple hundred records, but I've got so much more to list. And this is what's taking up my time during the festive season, which is coming up as well too. We got a bad storm. I'm getting dumped on right now, and everybody here in Toronto, we're getting dumped on with snow. But how many of these storms do we get a year? Maybe a couple. So you know what, it's not bad during this time of year. It's not bad. You know, you tend to hibernate a little bit more in your place and play your vinyl, you know, and relax. But we're getting hit hard here right now. But anyway, yeah. So that's what I'm doing right now, is building up inventory. You know, folks, the best place to get records is on Discogs. If you are looking for records, you look there to buy your vinyl, because they have such good prices and there's just so many sellers out there. There's so many of them. And I would turn to Discogs. I've got a couple friends that I've made now on Discogs, and you know, they've been really helpful for me to, you know, ship my records to me. They're, you know, they're ace, man, as they say. You know, they really help me out and ship my records on time with good quality. And you know, the open communication is what you should be doing as well too, if you have a store. But Discogs, you know, you could buy 1 to 10 records. Sometimes they give you price breaks on shipment. Yes, for instance, if you spend like $200, they don't charge you for shipping. And that's pretty cool, because shipping costs are insane here in Canada. And if you can buy in bulk, that's the way to do it. But you know, folks, there is another platform which I'm just opening up my eyes to buy records, and you can buy them dirt cheap, and that is Amazon. If you go to Amazon and buy records there, and you buy them used, you can get records $5 to $7, and they're good records. And you can't get that in a store. I'm sorry, in a brick and mortar store, because they have to pay for all their overheads, etc. So I would also check Amazon. I went through, you know, as I'm listing my records, I said, hey, let me check what it's costing on Amazon. And boy, oh boy, you can buy records there pretty dirt cheap. And why not buy a couple off a same supplier there and try them if you can as well too. Those are the two platforms really that in terms of getting what you need, that I would start off if you are building up a store, an online store. And again, if you need any help with that, just reach out to me. So speaking of Amazon, as much as I love Amazon, they are my bread and butter. They are a great store to buy, and a great platform to operate your vinyl store. But boy, oh boy, are they ever on the customer's side. And I don't blame them, don't get me wrong. But I had an incident where a customer claimed they never received their record. So Anyways, going back a few steps behind that, he ordered a record off of me, which you ordered already. 2 weeks apart, he ordered one, and then he ordered the same one 2 weeks. And I reached out to him and I said, are you sure you want the second record? Because you already ordered this record off of me. It was a Wham record, Make It Big. And he said, yeah, ship that one too. But didn't receive the first one. All of a sudden, about a week later, I see what we call an A to Z claim from Amazon given to me. Which I never get any of those anymore because I'm just so good on how I operate my stores. There's no way I would have somebody file a claim against me. But they did. And it was this person. And they claimed they never got both records. Well, I went back and I checked the tracking. And of course, the tracking shows that both were delivered. So they deducted $51 from my Amazon account. And folks, I'm just giving you a piece of advice here, is always have your proof, have your tracking, have your communications. So I sent them the I countered the claim, and I sent Amazon the emails, and I sent them the tracking numbers. I sent screenshots, everything possible. And wouldn't you know it, they rejected my claim against the customer. My dispute, they rejected it, and they said, we're going to side on the customer this time. Because last time they said they side with me and they put the money back in my account. This time, no. So I opened up another claim, and about a week later, I opened up another claim, sent all the information again, and they said, we stand by our decision. We are not reversing the decision. I just don't understand it. I couldn't understand why they did that. And I couldn't understand why this customer did that. Maybe they're good at doing so. Maybe they're good at, you know, they make a living doing that, and that's how they get their records, which is pretty nasty, I would say. But it's a learning lesson. And, my advice to you, if you get in the situation, do your best and keep all your emails, keep your tracking numbers, and maybe you will get them to reverse it. But for me, it didn't work this time. Disappointing. I'm not going to say much else other than I will block this person in the future from buying anything from me. But there are some nasty people out there. And now he's got two of my records, and he's got them both for free. Isn't that unbelievable? But it does happen. And you know what? There's not much you can do about it. Again, you are choosing to sell on their platform. You're renting out their space. You're on their platform. And you have to abide by, you know, whatever they say, it goes. So there's a piece of news for you folks, which is, you know, it's in the scheme of things, you know, it doesn't make much a difference for me. I mean, I still do very well on selling on that platform. But it was disappointing that you run into that, and not much you can do. So that's my piece of advice for you today, folks. I just want to wish you the best for this holiday season, if I don't talk to you before then. You know, it's been a pretty good year for me, and I hope it's been a good year for you as well, too. And I hope that you are building your stores and sell. It's a great business to be in, folks. And I would highly suggest you get into the business of selling vinyl records, because there's a lot of opportunities to sell vintage, brand new, singles, cassettes, CDs, everything music that you can sell. I would attempt to do that in the new year. And if you need help, please reach out to me at jlcarone@simpatico.ca. I'd be more than happy to help you out. Talk to you soon, guys. Over and out, and keep collecting those vinyl records. Bye now.